It's reflected in training this week, I would say. The intensity of training has been really, really high. I think Adam coming last week and Jack coming this week has created a new sort of vibe on the training ground. Everybody trying to impress and show the new guys what they've got. So, yeah, I'm really happy. And Joe Nuttall signing a new deal today. I was pleased about it, really. It's dragged on for a week or two, but pleased he sees this as the place where his development, hopefully, to become a regular first-team footballer is right for him. I think hopefully he feels at 23 level. He's had some coaches, Damien and David, who've really helped him progress and are very analytical about his game. And he's had some opportunities in the first team. He scored a goal or two and he's worked really hard. I think there's still aspects of his game he needs to develop and work on. He's still a young boy, but yeah, pleased he's signed, seeing a place where he wants to be. And it's been, as you said, a positive week.
Is Blackburn Rovers selling itself to a degree at the moment, bearing in mind the results you're having, a long unbeaten run in the league? Is it all a bit more straightforward to convince someone to stay or to bring someone in from new?
I don't know. I haven't really given that much thought. I think it's we're just trying to improve the club as we go along. And we'd sign on fairly long-term contracts, players that we believe in and trust and see the future with. We've had to go into the loan market for a couple of positions on young players. That who knows what the future of those deals are going to be? They're not as necessarily as black and white as just short-term loans and disappearing. Well, there might be a potential future in some of them. So it's we're just trying to build the club, trying to create competition, create a hunger in the players to compete with each other, to create a winning philosophy in their minds, and that develops from below. I think real positives at under 23 level and under 18s. If you're at the game last night, watching it, progressing to the Youth Cup as well. So I think there's a lot of good young footballers at this football club, and I think it's got a decent vibe around it at the moment. I think they're enjoying their football, and it obviously helps when teams win. So let's just keep going. I don't think we haven't achieved anything this year other than some teams are doing all right and some players are progressing nicely and developing. And it's good when you feel as if you've got some players within your own building that can really push to become first-team footballers in the future. And I can genuinely feel that with some of these 23s who've got a huge hunger to impact on the first team.
Has letting Sam Hart go out on loan, does that suggest that your search for a left-back is coming to a conclusion quite soon?
First and foremost, I think Sam has been a diamond of a lad who's we brought in, and having worked with him for a few months, felt as if he needed more first-team experience. He's got wonderful attributes. He's very fast. He's very direct. He's got a wand of a left foot. He's 6'1". I think we felt he just needed to go and play in a man's environment at the moment and send him out. So that deal would have probably happened anyway. But are we getting closer to a left-back addition? Yeah, I think so. Without making any commitments, as I sit here today talking to you, it's nothing conclusively done, but I can feel it tiptoeing towards a conclusion. But I'm also mindful of if the final little discussions don't go as we feel are right, we will just walk away from it. I want to try and do this job and get what I feel is the right value for the money, really, rather than just keep throwing money at things. So I'm happy enough to walk away from any deal if we feel like we're not getting value for money, which is why it's stalling a little bit, and at this moment we'll see where it goes. So yeah, I'm happy enough. We've got a left back who's been fantastic all season for us, who defends brilliantly, wins headers, passes forward, works hard. I just feel as if he's the only left back really, and we need to make sure we don't fall down on an injury to a key player and haven't got the cover. And as I said about Sam, I don't feel as if we could have played Sam 20 games on the bounce and got the same level of performance. And so we're just trying to protect the football club moving forward.
Has this dragged on a little longer than you would have liked it to have done? Are you keen for the player to make his mind up, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, it's not as simple as that. I'd have to say, in the defence of the player, it's not the player. The player's pretty adamant where he wants to go and play his football. Just a bit more complicated. I shouldn't air on your radio station, but I would make it clear that this isn't the player stumbling around thinking he wants this and he wants that. It's all them personal stuff is all agreed and done. and it fits well within our structure, and I've got no complaints on that sort of stuff. That's not the hold-up. The hold-up is something that I don't really want to discuss, but it's, we're tiptoeing towards it, and I'm pretty sure it'll get sorted and the right thing will happen for everybody.